I'm James Franklin from Culture of Annan.
James, before we talk about the various events of the season, just tell me what's just been happening outside.
Well, we've just been enjoying the wonderful Bunscoil Gaeilge carol service, but it's a carol service unlike any other because it's outside with great models, people dancing, and of course everything's in Manx with them. It's just a joyous occasion.
And so many children involved, all speaking and singing in Manx and doing the very Manx dances as well. I mean, it is uniquely Manx, and I think that's part of what I want to talk to you about now, because at this part of the season, this time of season, there are various things that are uniquely Manx. What is Camig and what happens at it?
Well, Camig is, in some sense, it's the traditional Manx sport. Before this newfangled football thing arrived on these shores, people were playing Camig. And it's closest to something like hurling or shinty or camogie, known in Scotland and Ireland. But it's also quite similar to hockey in a sense, with a big stick kicking, trying to hit a ball into a goal. But the Manx version is a lot more, well, less rules, should we say. You shouldn't use a stick, really. You should improvise something you've got out of a hedge or out of a cupboard or something. And they say there were no rules, but, you know, it's just a bit vague. You just have to hit it in the goal in one of the three halves in St John's on St Stephen's Day.
Sorry, one of the three halves?
Yeah, three halves.
That says it all, really, doesn't it? And have you played this yourself?
Yeah, I've played this for the past 5 or 6 years or so since I've been back on the island, which is good. And it's they say there's no rules, but really it's just a playful togetherness, community sort of sport. It's north versus south, and it's just a good coming together for an hour in the afternoon on the 26th before going over the road to the Tynwald Inn for a drink and some Manx music and getting warm at last.
Because it is a Boxing Day event, essentially, which is great, because what a good way, especially if you maybe had a few two sherries a day before. Camig's a way to get rid of that hangover, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's the great thing about it is that if you were to go on a, you know, a football pitch or a hockey pitch, people would expect you to be good and to know what you're doing. But not at Camig. You're frowned upon if you know what you're doing and you're running around being too good. You're supposed to just be there and be as rubbish as everyone else and just have fun.
So essentially, it's for anyone and everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Kids do it, old people do it. Yeah, everyone does it. It's just fun.
I'm Finn, I'm 11.
And Finn, as an 11-year-old, you already have experience of Camig. Tell me about it.
Well, the first time I went there, I was nervous because, well, I don't know what it is, and I was like, what's this? But as soon as I got in, I realised, wow, that's fun. And I got really into it. The first time I had this stick, we'd gone out and properly found a real Camig stick. We'd done it and made it all. Unfortunately, it broke in the first 5 minutes. No. So my dad gave me his old one.
So what do you use as a Camig stick? Because it can be pretty much anything, can't it?
Yes, you go around searching. Preferably you try and find a stick from a tree. Probably, if you want to, you can like saw it off. And then once you've got it, it's got to be a bit like a 90-degree angle at the end, so you can have it basically like a hockey stick.
Yeah.
Some people who don't really want to go out adventuring for good trees and then saw them off, they come up in other adventurous ideas. Like, I've seen a broom where they've sawed off one end, a stick with a boot on the edge that's taped on. Quite a lot of very good things.
That's amazing. And I've been hearing that there are no real rules to this. So how do you know what you've got to do?
Well, you A, look at everyone else. B, just do what it looks like you should do. Hit the ball. That's all.
So copy everyone else, hit the ball, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone who's thinking, should I do Camig this year?
Yes, just yes. It's amazing.
I take it you're going to be there.
Yes.
So there you go. If you're thinking of doing it, don't worry. Finn will show you what to do, won't you?
Absolutely.
Not again, Finn.
Not again, Finn.